The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
There's no chickening out of the chicken sandwich wars. Burger King is the latest. Now they're testing a brand new chicken sandwich, a hand-breaded crispy chicken sandwich.
I would never order one from there. If I go there, I'm like Whopper.
Whopper.
Whopper all the
way.
Yeah,
always a Whopper.
I can't get something else at Burger King.
No, I just can't. It's just, you just can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe if you went there a lot.
Yeah, and you want to change it up. Yeah.
That'd be it.
But if you go there, like, same for me. If I'm going through a Burger King drive-thru like once or twice a year, I'm getting a Whopper.
Right.
That's what I'm going for. Mm-hmm. But they are going to have three versions of this new chicken sandwich that they're testing at select locations right now. Original, lettuce and tomato, and cheddar bacon. People that have tried it said it's fairly impressive. Not quite as big as Popeyes. Had a different flavor, though, from what they've tried at other restaurant chains.
I usually don't mess with anyone's chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Wendy's spicy chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Weight Watchers, you know.
I'm just worried about what they're going to put on it.
Yeah. Oh, the mayo aspect. I always get it plain, but then I eat it with no bread.
Yeah, it's just the thing is, if they screw that up,
then it's over. It's over.
I can't even have any of it.
I've had that happen so many times, too, where I'm like, plain.
Yeah.
And then because of the mayo, and then there's just mayo everywhere.
I just won't risk it.
Burger King has what I call the jankiest chicken sandwich. The long one. It's like, I think they've had it for years.
Oh,
it's
I've
on a, like a
it.
Small sub bun.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I know which one you're talking about.
I think it's the jankiest because it looks like, well, it's like one of the most, like, you know, produced patties.
But I make those produced patties at home all the time for myself.
I love the chemical taste of everything, I think.
Yeah.
I love the Burger King chicken sandwich. Yeah. It's long like that. When they were like 2 for $5, I was there all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd get a Whopper and the chicken sandwich when they were like 2 for $5 as a deal.
Yeah.
I'd walk out with two sandwiches and I would just get so fat.
I like the idea of James having a cooking show called Chemical Kitchen.
James is Chemical Kitchen.
And all he does is just open up the bag and like pull the thing out and be like, it says put the oven at 425. And you put it in. Like, now we wait 12 minutes.
You can smell the chemicals roasting in the oven with that hot 425 degrees.
Exactly.
Gonna sprinkle some extra chemical cheese on top here.
That's a cooking show for me right there.
Yeah. That's when Exhibit comes in. He's like, hey, bro, I heard you like to put chemicals on your chemicals. Chemicals.
So
chemicals. I'm like, yeah, Exhibit.
That's another episode of the Chemical Kitchen.
James's Chemical Kitchen.
I don't mind it.
No, there's lots of chemical food.
It's always fun when you eat science.
Yeah, like, you know, you got to do lots of stuff with cheese slices, which basically are like a fiber away from being plastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys like edible plastic?
I do, turns out.
Yeah. But what you do, you take this edible plastic and you put it on some nacho chips and you melt it in the microwave and watch it.
Oh, now that.
A poor man's nacho.
That's chemicals that I actually like.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese that you dip your.
I like that. Yo,
I like that chemicals.
Yeah, I love that chemicals.
I like that chemicals.
I like that chemicals cheese. Cheese.
Thank you, nacho cheese, for bringing it around. Back to the chemicals.
It's like the most widely accepted chemical food.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone said, I love the long Burger King chicken sandwich.
The long.
Yeah, people obviously like it. It's been on their menu for, God, since I was a kid, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying the Rodeo Burger. Come on, James. I didn't know they still make the Rodeo Burger. The Rodeo Burger, when I was eating it, was like a dollar hamburger that was just some barbecue sauce and an onion ring on a cheeseburger, which was delicious.
It is delicious.
But I haven't seen that on the
menu. But you can still order it.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
It's like all the ingredients, right?
Yeah.
It's like one of those secret menu items.
Because I make my own Rodeo Burgers at home all the time, but I use like the fried like onions that you would use in like a green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah.
Put that on your turkey burger with a little barbecue sauce.
Yeah. That come in a bag.
Yeah.
The chemical one.
Yeah.
The chemical
one. James's Chemical Kitchen.
That's when they take chemicals and then they deep fry the chemicals.
Yes. In chemicals.
Someone said Chemical Kitchen sounds like a meth lab.
Well,
it does. That's so funny.
We could
be cooking meth. Oh, we could be cooking delicious snacks.
Yeah.
Yikes. Someone,
the smell is the same.
Someone in Florida bought sliced cheese from the dollar store and it didn't even melt.
Oh, that sucks.
What's funny is the thing about James cooking, and he's like, a lot of people use butter, but I prefer margarine.
It's the chemical butter.
Yeah. No, Amber, but speaking of chemicals, do you in your chemical kitchen, you should try this. I guess last weekend, Amber decided to make, they went apple picking, and I didn't. And they had so many apples, they wanted to make apple crisp, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it called for, of course, like a ton of butter. Amber went out and bought, like, let me tell you this. Amber didn't know butter until she met me.
Really?
Like, I don't do like a lot of bread and butter and stuff in Indian culture, right?
Okay. Like,
so I introduced her to the real good butter.
Right.
The Irish butter.
Yeah, that Irish butter is supposed to be killer, right? Butter.
Yeah. So anyway, so I wasn't there and she picks up what's, you know, a pound of butter, brings it home, makes it. I taste it and I'm like, what's wrong with it? I didn't want to say anything. This is in my head. I'm like, what's wrong with this?
Yeah.
Got a really weird taste. She had picked up a pound. I didn't even know they sold it like this either. A pound of margarine.
Oh yeah,
They just sold it in tubs.
You can't use that.
They sold it, but they sell it like a pound of butter. They sell like pound of margarine,
like a square,
like wrapped in like foil. You know,
wow. They need to get that off the shelves.
Thank you. It's supposed to come in a tub.
I'll be honest.
Margarine can do anything butter can do, but
exactly. I'll be honest. My whole life, I really didn't know there was a difference. Because all my parents bought was margarine.
Well, that was growing up, it was margarine, but then we realized.
But they didn't call it margarine. No one said, pass the margarine.
You just called it butter?
In my house, it was just called butter.
It was just
called butter.
Yeah, it's a healthy option. That's what they thought.
Country crock.
Yep, country crock was
the big brown tubs.
Yeah, the big brown tubs.
That is forbidden in an Irish household.
Yeah.
Like you have to have potatoes and you got to have real butter.
Yeah.
It's all real butter in my house now.
Yeah.
Because it just.
But the difference in taste, like.
Man, I hate.
Then she made her next apple crisp with butter and oh my God.
Yeah, it's way different.
Incredible.
So do you guys leave like just sticks of butter out? Is that how you guys combat the fact that you got to sit around and wait for butter?
What do you mean?
You just take a little plate, stick some butter on it, stick it on the countertop.
We have regular butter, but then spreadable.
Yeah, you can get spreadable.
Like they do the Irish butter in like spreadable tubs.
Yeah.
Really? Is it spreadable?
Well, it's not like margarine.
That is the problem with butter, right?
Let's be honest. You want to talk about what's wrong with butter? It's that.
I hooked up Dave's dad years ago because remember, he was having a hard time finding it.
Yep.
But so then I picked it up for him and I was like, I'm going to pick it up for me too. And it was great.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
so now
incredible.
I get that all the time for my folks.
Yeah.
Irish butter.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference between margarine chemicals.
Yes.
And Irish butter.
Oh, yeah.
And flavor. Flavor wise, you can, especially in baking. You taste the difference.
I used to like that. I can't believe it's not butter.
I still do.
I think it's kind of delicious.
I still don't mind it.
I still can't believe it's not butter when I eat it.
Yeah.
I have it in spray form.
Yeah, that's the best.
Oh, that's good stuff too for corn.
Yeah, corn on the cob. Yeah.
Corn on the cob. Just
give it a little spritz.
All right. Yep.
I use popcorn on
the
side.
See, the thing with butter and me and corn on the cob is that square just moves around and falls right off.
Yeah, what do you need? I got to get a fork and fork it?
God.
Real butter.
That's might as well saw it all butter. Off.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys carry on until you said something about spray butter.
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to interject here. That's
spray butter's where it's
at. That mouth.
Lisa just checked herself out of the chemical kitchen.
You need to get on board with these culinary innovations.
Not for everybody,
innovations.
Lisa. Not for everybody.
Spray your corn.
Spray your corn.
It's convenient. It's the most convenient way to add the most butter.
It's a pump spray.
It's a pump. I don't even know. I would never even look at that in the grocery store.
I don't even know it exists.
It's gross.
It's delicious.
Someone said margarine was created by the French for Napoleon's army so he could carry something that wouldn't go bad because butter went bad too quickly. And they had to have something on their croissants in the morning.
I know that one time I looked it up, like the history of margarine, and there was like, they used to be, it came and it was like pure white.
Mm.
And they had like
a chemical color.
They had like a little extra thing that was the yellow.
Mm.
That you added it to make it yellow.
Mm. Oh, you'd make it yellow yourself.
Yeah, you had to make it yellow yourself.
After having, I can't believe it's not butter, I had the most painful belly pain farts of my life.
Oh my God.
Tastes great on a bagel.
It does. I must have just been conditioned like a goat.
That's me too. How'd you grow up, I guess, is what it is.
Because I never fart from I can't believe it's not butter.
I guess if your system is used to the chemicals,
no more,
like James's
no more,
chemical
no
system,
yeah,
he's fine.
He's fine.
Right?
You know when I don't fart? When I eat chemicals.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. When, yeah. I fart, when I eat real food.
Yeah, exactly.
Because your body's not used to it.
Eat a green pepper.
Stuff. Yeah. What is this organic vegetable you just put in me?
Exactly.
Get it out.
Yeah. Yep.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What a dastardly crime.
Oh, no, not dastardly. Mm.
Dastardly. Poop in a box.
Oh. Oh, I may know about this.
A man.
Not that I did it.
A man pooped in an empty box, closed it, and left it on a shelf at a Metro Detroit area grocery store.
Aww.
James?
Tale as old as time.
Yeah.
Pretty regular occurrence back in my grocery store days.
The Meijer security footage recorded the suspect pooping in the aisle, then placing the defecated box back on the shelf. This incident took place at Meijer on Belleville Road in Van Buren Township, Michigan. They say it happened a couple of days ago, about 4 in the afternoon. They believe the suspect may have stolen some items from the store that day as well. Employees at Meijer took the footage to the police department yesterday. The police uploaded the footage. However, then Meijer officials requested the department take any images and videos of the incident down, citing corporate policy. So that's unfortunate. I guess it was on their Facebook page for a short time. I looked
for it.
They
don't want to get the guy caught, do they?
I know. Well, they did release a still of him, I saw on one site. But the footage, which would have been classic.
Yeah, it would have.
Live action man pooping in a box and putting it on the shelf. You can't find that anywhere.
As long as, well, I could probably find it for you. But if, correct me if I'm wrong, James.
Yes.
If a man takes a box out, poops in it, and then puts it on the shelf, isn't that the best case scenario for an in-aisle poop?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If he's diabolical and he does it in the shoe department, and now it's like you're trying to find the poop box, like you're trying to find the lost ark after Indiana Jones has filed it away.
Right.
Storage.
You don't know which box
then
it is.
Diabolical.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he's putting it right on the shelf next to like the Cocoa Puffs or whatever, like it's going to be easy to find a couple of squirts, a squirt bottle, and a mop. You get the floor all cleaned up and sanitized, and you take that box straight to the trash.
Yep.
And you throw it away, and you let somebody write off the UPC code on it. I'm assuming, is it kind of like a Tupperware box? What kind
of
box?
They just said an empty box.
So it has to be like a storage box or something.
Yeah, a box that was in the grocery store. Yeah. He didn't bring a box with him.
I'm thinking, like, I'm going to find a box of cereal. I'm going to pull the bag of cereal out.
Oh, my God.
Right in the cereal box.
That is dastardly for sure.
Yeah, you know?
What a nightmare.
Reseal it with glue.
Then you put the cereal back in on top. So that
imagine I go to pour myself a bowl of, you know, cornflakes.
You think something was wrong, like I think. I think
you would know right away.
I think you'd know.
It's hard to hide that. Well, then you're like, oh, man, this must have a surprise inside. Back in the day, like when they used to have the toys. I wonder what kind of toys in my cornflakes.
Reach down in there.
Oh, I think it's Play-Doh.
It's not.
Oh, my God, it would be terrible, Lise.
I mean, instantly you would know. That something was up.
So there's the guy. They believe he had some sort of beef with the store. Like, that's why he did this. Something happened with him.
They probably wouldn't return
something.
Yeah, that's probably wouldn't return his item.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, like, allow some sort of warranty thing that he thinks he's qualified for. It wasn't true.
Yep.
I'm seeing it all.
So, James, who is responsible then? You know, like when you worked at that grocery store, who would be responsible to clean the poop in a box?
Usually the special guy who's outside getting carts.
Yeah.
And if he's not available, me.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the utility workers. Like Chuck said, the lowest man on the totem pole. Yep. It's going to be the guy who's his responsibilities is to keep the parking lot clean, bring the carts in, do like utility work like that. He's going to be the one to get the call. To go pick up the turd in the box.
Said nothing against Special Cart Man. I just think you need someone to make sure that area is completely sanitized.
100%
right? That area has to be completely sanitized.
But I think what you do is you send somebody in for the initial clean. That's like the guys on the front line. The cart guy goes in. He's the front line.
Yeah.
He does most
he's like
of the
infantry.
Heavy. He does the real dirty work.
He does the dirty work.
Yeah. He rolls in with the PPE and the mop and the bucket, and he does a quick little scrub job. But usually the overnight crews at these grocery stores, if it's still the same, are like their main priority is to stock the shelves and scrub the store down. So hopefully they have the midnight crew going in there and all scrub the whatever the scene of the crime.
Someone said, I live in this city, small community. It's all anyone can talk about.
It's the talk of the town.
Have you heard about the poop in Meyer?
Good morning. It was out on my walk. Did you hear there was a poop in a box in Meyer?
Of course I've heard about it.
You heard about it already?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's all I'm thinking about.
I hope they catch him.
I hope they catch him, too. We can't be having that here in Van Buren Township.
What a missed opportunity. Though for all these news stations, what a missed opportunity to get the old ladies coming out of the store and tell them to get their reaction to the news that someone pooped in a box and put it on a shelf. Would have been great video.
It's too much for them. You know, poop in a box for us is right in our wheelhouse. But do you think that even Meyer, I think that having the video of it and then deciding to take it down, like to us, we're like, what are you doing? That's great. Oh, my God. The greatest video. And to everyone, maybe everyone else in the world, it's like, that's disgusting.
I don't want to see it.
That's just disgusting, and we can't even talk about it.
And plus, Meyer's probably like, what are we, Walmart? No.
Yeah,
we're Meyer. Yeah. We're a high-class superstore.
Exactly.
Well, we don't have public poopers pooping in boxes and putting them on shelves.
But truth is...
Yeah, elderly people are already going through enough with the pandemic. You don't want to be like, oh, my God, another thing. They're pooping in boxes now.
They're doing what?
The future's so different.
Check the boxes.
I knew they were going to do it.
To be honest, the elderly people might relate to that because my first poop incident was an old man who crapped his drawers who was naked from the waist down in the men's room. That I had to go facilitate and I had to negotiate a trade deal where the store would give him a pair of sweatpants and he would get the hell out.
Yep.
Poor guy.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. Voice changing technology here as Anonymous joins us. Hi, Anonymous. Are you the mystery pooper?
I'm a mystery pooper.
Oh, you are not the one we're looking for, but another one. When did you do this?
This was about 10 years ago. I was in charge of shipping for this company, and one of our customers always complained, blamed us for the damage to their material when they received it. It got so bad to the point we documented from start to finish when we packed the material and even documented it being placed on the truck, and they still blamed us because it couldn't be their trucking company. Finally, they broke me. One day, it was the end of the day on a Friday. James, you're going to love this. I know that their trucks don't move over the weekend. So I decided I'd take one of their boxes. I took it to the bathroom.
Yes, tell me more.
Took a dump, sealed it up, put it on the pallet, wrapped it up. And we could smell it before it got on the truck. So one of my coworkers who knew what I did was sweating bullets for him. We're going to get caught, man. If we do, I'll step up. And it got on the truck. Truck driver left. And I knew that it was going to be sitting in that trailer truck all weekend on a hot summer day.
Diabolical. Wow.
I felt bad for the truck driver a little bit, but I'm not sure who kept trying to blame us. It could have been the truck driver blaming us, so I didn't feel too bad. But we never got word back from the customer and never got caught.
Double jeopardy.
Well, Mr. Anonymous, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to write your phone number down. I'm going to give you a call when we go to take over the world. Our fecal takeover. You're going to be one of my main henchmen.
Fecal takeover.
Wow.
We are taking
fecal
the world
henchmen.
By feces. We're taking over.
Oh, my goodness.
That's incredible.
Gracious. All right. Thanks for calling in. I never want to get poop delivered in a box. Mm-mm. You've done something wrong to someone if you did that.
Like I've always said, it sends a message.
Yeah, it does.
Your poop sends a message.
Man, I wish you never said that.
What your reaction would be.
Would be,
or would you cry? Like, I'm just trying to go in my head.
A lot like Brad Pitt in Seven when he opened the box.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, God, that was poop.
You wouldn't be. I think just the fact that you'd know, you'd have the heads up of the smell, and thank God, you know, it'd be even worse if it was, I guess, sealed in some way. Like, you opened it and it released.
I wonder if that happens to you, then every time you open a box, you're just like,
I'll never open a box again.
Yeah. You get a box opener. Somebody died.
Be like, Stella, open that box for me.
Horrible. Former grocery store worker texted saying, I had to clean a seemingly endless amount of soiled underwear and urinal craps at my 2 years at the grocery store.
Mm.
Urinal craps. Even the workers and truck drivers were crapping themselves, apparently.
Dude, it was at least like at minimum, a weekly occurrence that somebody had to do something that involved cleaning up somebody else's poop when I worked at the grocery store.
I've seen urinal crap once, and I was blown away by it.
I see it about every 4 years or so.
Yeah.
That's the one scenario I never encountered, was like a turd in the urinal.
I always think it's just been someone had to poop so bad and there's someone in the stall and they just had to go, right? I hope
it
wasn't
just a prankster.
More conniving.
Yeah, I feel like it's a prank.
It's a prank.
I think it's every time. Because the care and position you have to get yourself in to really land one in a urinal is...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, especially when it's a real good swirl job.
I don't know what I'd do if I walked into a public bathroom and someone was pooping in a urinal.
You never see them.
Let me slap them.
Just don't make eye contact, Dave.
Just don't slap a man who's pooping in there. Just walk away.
I don't know. I'd be so offended. Like, what the F?
Yeah,
I feel like Dave would just have a string of obscenities.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
You're going for assault. At least do a punch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but it is a little bit more. It is more of like a...
It's like, it's got more sting
like
to it.
Yes. Gentlemanly.
So what, a slap?
It's like 1800 style.
Yeah. Like a more gentlemanly disagreement.
Pooping in a urinal, you say?
Slap. Pull a glove out and slap him.
My process was, I don't want to knock him off and get poop everywhere and possibly on me. I just want to send a message.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
Like, you are a dirty bastard. Why are you doing that? Voice changing still. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, we've opened up a portal of poop.
Yep.
Good day, sir.
A portal has opened.
Good day to you.
So this guy pooped in a box at a grocery store in Belleville, Michigan, and have you done something like that?
Yeah, I have many poop stories, but the one that comes to mind is my friend and I were heading down to New York for some illicit activity that I will not discuss on the air.
Okay.
And we ended up, maybe 10 minutes from our destination, and I just had to go at that very moment. And you know, all my friends know that, for me, it's an emergency every single time.
Okay.
And, so I made him pull off the highway. We go into this random parking lot, and I'm thinking, like, this is somewhat, like, it's a Saturday, so I think it's, like, a closed business or office building or something. I made him pull behind the building. I opened up this little utility fence and, ended up pooping next to the air conditioner. As we're leaving, we noticed the signage for the place, and it turns out that it's a hotel. So I easily could have gone inside and just used the public bathroom.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there was no need.
But instead, that ACN is pulling all that fresh turd over right into all these hotel guests.
Right inside.
It smells so sweet in here, baby.
Someone said, my old high school rugby team, we had a guy poop in the bottom of a guy's bag of popcorn. The dude ate almost the whole bag until he grabbed the poop, then projectile vomited everywhere.
That would change me fundamentally as a person.
That ruins popcorn for me for life.
How wasted are you, though, that you don't smell a giant deuce that's in your popcorn?
At the bottom of the bag.
I mean, I will say this. Popcorn
has a pungent odor.
It does.
I think it smells like pee sometimes.
No.
Yeah, it smells. Yeah, I think it does, too.
You guys
it smells
said that
like.
Before. I don't understand.
Never
that.
Got that.
Oh, yeah. No, it smells gross sometimes.
Maybe it's just the margarine you're putting on.
Yeah,
almost
it's
like
that.
It almost smells like it's
my margarine. My margarine makes my popcorn 12 times more delicious.
Yeah,
it's fat free.
I said one time I had to poop so bad and quick that I pulled into the UMass Boston's new parking garage and pooped in plain view. She said, after being done, I saw someone watching me, so I continued as normal and went to class with my newborn.
That's what you got to do. You just play it off like you didn't do anything out of the,
That's
unusual.
A lady.
That was a lady.
That was a lady.
That was a lady.
She's a lady.
whoa, not quite a lady.
I mean, I pooped publicly before. I pooped in a park at night, you know, and I told my friends it was a dead squirrel. It happens sometimes.
Oh, you are...
Just because they horrible. Couldn't see in the night?
Yeah. Correct. I was like, oh, man, you saw that big dead squirrel over there?
It's a lump in the night.
That's not a squirrel!
No.
Still with voice changing. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Penis balls.
Penis to you. Where did you do it?
All right. So me and one of my best friends used to be head lifeguards at a pool, like a retirement facility like type living spot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so we just got fired 1 year for they didn't bring us back for like some reason. Like we didn't do anything to like to cause it. And so we got drunk one night and I said, you know what? Let's poop in a bag, suit my cat's litter box, and go up there and just wreck this pool. And so about 10 p.m. we pull up to this pool and just we dump the bag full of cat poop and cat litter and our bag of poop all over in this pool. And we drive by the next day, and it's all closed down because they had to spend the whole day cleaning it, chalking it, all that.
Mm. Yep, that's a
horrible crime.
Yeah,
I feel like that's crime. Not I'd be so mad.
I'd be pissed.
Where are the retirees going to go for a swim?
No, come on. What else do they have to do?
Where are they going to like, they're not going to poop in it.
It's water aerobics day.
Yeah. Like, they're not going to poop in it later. Let's give it 3 hours.
They got a leaky. They got leaky situations.
Exactly. A leaky situation.
Oh, that is...
That's too bad. But I do think of their water aerobics because that's good on their joints.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what they do, right? Yeah. They just walk in the pool.
Yeah.
They get things all greasy-goosey.
Grandma always did water aerobics, and it kept her alive for a long time,
yep.
I think.
Yeah.
Ashley, on a regular line here. Hi, Ashley. Good morning.
Hi. I have two quick stories that go together with cleaning up bathroom stuff, and they're really disgusting. So,
sounds amazing.
When I was 18, I lived on a Native American reservation in the Upper Peninsula, small town. Everybody knows each other. I got my second job working at the gas station, and it was like my second day. I'm the new man. They're teaching me how to do everything. And this little old lady walks up to the counter, and she goes, "Excuse me, I think the women's bathroom needs attending to." And it was a one-person bathroom. And as she walks away, we just see her hole from her head to her shoes just covered in poop. I just mean smeared all over her body and toilet paper around her shoes.
So she
my boss,
did it.
Coworker, oh my God, it was a one-person bathroom. So my boss and coworker start laughing and give me a mop. I walk in there. The whole toilet is just covered in poop. Mm. The walls have poop on them, and the ground has poop and a body mark. Like, I don't know if she had a seizure.
She slept. She
while
slept.
She was pooping.
She probably
there
slept
was
an
a
angel.
Poop there angel? Was a poop angel on the ground. A poop angel.
So, oh, the worst.
So majestic.
Two weeks later, so my first job I had been working at was Burger King forever, and I was doing my gas station in the morning and then Burger King in the afternoon. Well, I'm going to clean the women's bathroom before I leave, and my district manager for Burger King was in town. She walks out of the bathroom, and we lock eyes, and she gives me this look, and I'm like, oh, no. I walk in there, and the toilet was just overflowing with poop and blood and clogged and so nasty. And about 20 minutes later, Jesus. I had to go clock in at Burger King and work underneath this woman. And she came over to the gas station to destroy it so she wouldn't be embarrassed at Burger King.
Oh, but my God. No. A coworker. Yeah, so that's crazy.
So then, well, she was a district manager, so she was out of town. She was coming in to check up on us. So she didn't know I worked at the gas station, too. But she had just blood and poop just
Jesus, all right.
Out
all right, Ashley. That's enough. I can't take any more. I got to let you go.
She's going to keep going with blood and poop.
Yeah. Ashley and
Beck Holland needs to write a book. It's just called Poop and Blood.
Yeah. Yeah. She does.
Yep.
My life been story working at BK.
Holy hell.
I don't want that Whopper anymore now.
No, I don't either.
No.
Not today.
No Whopper today.
Not today. Can't say about tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
You'll forget it tomorrow.
Yeah. Right now, no.
No. Nothing seems appealing right now. Someone said, pee and poop always in the rooms at tanning salons. In the garbage can, in the baby wipe box. They do it everywhere. Weekly.
Why?
But that's okay.
A bathroom
so they
in
probably
there.
Don't. They're probably nude, and then we'd have to get all dressed, and they'd lose their time in the tanning bed. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh,
you can't be like, excuse me,
tanning bed.
Can I get a few extra minutes because I have to do?
So they give you like 20 minutes, right? So they're like, I can't take time away. I'll just poop in the baby wipes and get back in there.
Yeah. Can't be a shade lighter.
I'm
not wasting a minute.
The crazy thing about that is they know. Like, so Chuck's in tanning. He leaves, I go in to clean the room. I know it was Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't care. I just never go back. I just never go back to that place. I don't.
Unless you get like a membership or however they do it.
Right,
you
pay for 3 months or whatever.
Yeah. If I had a tanning membership, I don't know what's happened to me.
They have tanning beds at the gym I go to now, and I always think that's weird.
It is
like,
weird.
Well, yeah, a lot of places have that, but I think, honestly, I think it's for people that are super into...
Like bodybuilders.
They have people. To tan, right? Tan,
like, yeah. I think Planet Fitness might have it.
Yes,
or
they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do,
and,
for sure.
And they have massage beds, too.
Mm. Massage beds.
Yeah, but that tanning isn't for bodybuilders.
No.
Planet
Fitness. This for the casual.
Just casual tanners.
Somebody who likes to tan, but also I enjoy an occasional workout. A judgment-free work zone.
Just feel like there'd be a lot of sweat.
T
to me, it's judgment-free tanning as well.
Yeah, I mean, like because big tanning.
Yeah, big tanning.
Big tanning.
Because as a bigger guy, I always felt really dumb ever having to go tan.
Every time I looked at a tanning bed, I'm like, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to squeeze me all in there and close this thing up.
Like if I stand up. Yeah,
not that I want to be tan or I show a lot of skin.
Yeah.
Right. But that's not my scene.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll admit I did it years ago. Probably like we're talking like 15 odd years ago.
Yeah, I did
because,
it years ago too.
You know, I wanted, before we went away tropical in like the winter.
Don't want to burn.
I didn't want to sizzle my skin, so I'd go sizzle beforehand.
Yeah. James just spray tans me.
Yeah. Yes. It's beautiful. It's a lovely glow you have.
Make sure his crotch looks fantastic.
Oh, wow. Goodness. Scott's with us next. Scott, this guy pooped in a box at a Meijer grocery store in Belleville, Michigan and put it back on the shelf. You had a story.
Yeah, I was working at a Joann Fabrics. I was a contractor at a Joann Fabrics, and I went into the bathroom, and the first thing I noticed was a turd fell on the floor right in front of me, like under the stall. I saw the turd fall on the floor, and I saw a man's hand pick it up barehanded.
Oh, no.
Right? And I was like, oh, my God. So I, like, walked out of the bathroom like, that was disgusting. And then I saw the guy come out of the bathroom like a minute later. And he shook his pant leg, and a turd fell out of the bottom of his pants onto the floor.
Yeah. See that move a million times.
He had a couple of them. Huh?
The old shaky leg
syndrome.
So I
went and told the manager. Yeah, the old shake the leg. I told the manager, and she told me how much she hated
it. I assume on the best of days, being a manager at a Joann Fabrics.
It's challenging.
You know, it's just Karen after Karen after Karen, right? Yeah. It's just a guy in the office just like, I don't know how much more of this I can take. I swear to God, it's every day somebody's mad about fabric. And then when they're not mad about fabric, they're doing things you can't even wrap your mind around. You people pooping through their pant legs like a man pooped through his pant. What's he doing at Joann Fabrics?
I'll tell you this right now. One of the most emergency poops I've ever had to take was in a Joann Fabrics.
Why were you in a Joann Fabrics?
I was buying black, what's it called? It's like the stuff that you make like a potato sack out of.
Burlap?
Burlap. I was buying black burlap sheets so that I could make these soundproof baffles for like a recording studio. And it hit like a ton of bricks. And I remember the bathroom situation. I couldn't quite make sense of it because there was a women's bathroom and then like a unisex.
Well, because there's probably no need for
they don't have a full men.
Right. They don't need a full men's.
And, but I was like, wait a second. Like,
can I go in here?
Hold on. Yeah, like I was trying to figure out if I was allowed, you know?
Didn't want
to
walk in on some old lady.
I found it very strange, but I went in and
that's another thing.
It was bad.
Sitting there, he's like, for some reason, fabric induces diarrhea in
people.
It
really, really got me.
The sight of it just knocks it all loose.
I think it's all the smells, all the aromas that they have for their arts and crafts stuff, like the pumpkin spice or the cinnamon, all those different aromas mixed in there and just instant.
It's the condition
crap.
Of the bowels, I think.
The condition of the bowels plays a big part. Old bowels.
Yeah. That's, yep. You work at a place where you get a lot of old bowels. I'm sure you get a lot of stories. Pool guy from Florida said, I had to poop one time when I was working and I found a construction john, but another worker ran in there before me. I couldn't hold it. I crapped my pants at the pool, but luckily no one was living there at the time, so I jumped in the pool to get all the poop off, and then I went and got 3 jugs of chlorine and blasted the pool.
That's not going to do it.
It's still,
you got to fish it out of there.
Pool.
You know?
It's still pool poop.
Yeah. It's on the bottom. People are squishing it in.
Yeah.
No.
And with their feet. Another one said there was a guy who used to come into a department store north of Boston. And he would poop in the dressing rooms and wipe his butt all over the red dressing room curtains. What an animal.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. That curtain's gone now. Right?
He
I mean, one time.
You can't just wipe
no,
it clean.
No, you can't clean it
you
off.
You got to dry clean that a couple times.
Yeah.
Someone said, I destroyed a Michael's craft store. Congratulations. Do you have old bowels?
It might have been a Michael's, actually, too. I can't remember which one I was in.
is a craft store.
I feel like Joanne.
Fabric. It was a fabric
place. I feel like Joanne
place.
Is even older.
It is, because I think Michaels is a bigger demo of people.
Like Stella likes to go to Michaels.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Where I used to go to
Like they have toys in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So does Joanne Fabrics.
Oh, does it?
We got to teach Stella these things.
Okay.
They have some toys there too. I'm a Joanne Fabrics man myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to. I guarantee I've been to both more than you would have ever imagined.
Someone said a guy used to work at a wedding and event center. The amount of drunken idiots that were somehow able to repaint the bathrooms with their excretions was incredible.
Repaint.
Excretions.
Yeah, it's like you got... it's
not a good
bring your own finger paints.
An excretion.
So people are just so wasted they can't control
at the
themselves?
Event center, yeah, but at me at the grocery store, I've had plenty of poo-poo finger paint portraits all over the walls. I mean, I sent one of the special baggers in one time to clean it up, and the guy put on a shower cap, a raincoat, and then he went and just got buckets of water, and he was just splashing buckets of dirty water on the wall to try to clean it up. And I was like, oh, my God. That was the day I was like, radio, please, God, radio, please take off, because I can't do this anymore. I can't explain to this challenged man, you don't splash buckets of water on poo. I applaud your efforts to put on the shower cap and the raincoat, but you're doing it wrong, Thomas.
Your stress level must have been through the roof when you worked there.
Yeah. It was bad.
It tested James.
It did.
Wow. Bill is in St. Pete's. Hey, good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
What's your story?
Hey,
what happened?
Me and a friend of mine working at the airlines all night. He ate at Denny's, all these nachos and stuff. Anyway, we're headed to go fishing down the highway, and he starts screaming, oh, pull over, pull over. I pull over, and he jumps out and opens the door, and he's doing his business in front of the door, and I hear a car. I look in the mirror, and it's the Oklahoma State Patrol.
What happens when the state trooper catches you pooping at the side of the road?
Well, he walks up and he says, what in the F are you doing? And Pete starts screaming, oh, sir, if you had to go as bad as I did, you'd do the same thing. And he's going, my God, he says, go over here and get some dirt and cover that crap up. And then he started bitching at me, hollering at me, saying, don't let me catch you guys doing this again, you know. And anyway, I was laughing so hard I was crying.
I'm sure. If you're just the innocent driver, as you know, the passenger's doing it.
I guess if you make enough of an effort to hide yourself, you know, so you don't get a public indecency charge or anything.
Yeah.
They've got to realize that, obviously, it's not your deuce of choice.
Right.
You didn't decide, hey, can you just pull over so I can... It was like, oh, my God, pull over!
That was the Oklahoma patrolman or whatever was just like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God, guys.
Oh, Lord, no!
What in the hell is going on here?
You cannot do that!
Well, if you I don't care how many as I did, you'd understand, officers.
I don't care how many nachos you got.
This is James' nacho special. It's guaranteed diarrhea.
I understand. I love nachos much. The next man, but prepare.
It's all those extra jalapenos I had them put on there.
I get it. They burn right through you, but you gotta cover that up.
Well, maybe if you hand me a little bit of TP or something, maybe you got a tissue in your patrol car, officer.
We can
speed up this process.
I don't eat nachos while I'm working. I'm going to just shoot you. This is Oklahoma.
Yeah, just kill him.
I'm so sorry.
Just kill him.
I'm just going to shoot you and lie on the report.
I'll put a gun in his hand.
Do it. Put the gun right in my mouth, officer.
Oh, you must work at a grocery store.
I used to. Yeah. I thought I was moving up in the world.
Oh, we're dealing with someone who's not all there.
Yeah, I thankfully have never had to poop at the side of the road. That'd be a bad day in my life, I think.
I've had to poop behind the wheel so bad that I was like contemplating stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I've had some
stopping.
I've had some just real close calls with it.
So back to the original story, the guy who pooped in the box at a grocery store, a Meijer grocery store in Van Buren Township, Michigan, still on the run. They got a pretty good shot of him on the Meijer security camera, so they're still looking for him, but he probably listens to the show, and I'm sure there's people out there that know him, but we'd love to see the original footage. If anyone finds it, email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. You can send it on to us. In other news this morning, speaking of Oklahoma... Them bastards up there. Two former Oklahoma jail employees and their supervisor face charges after investigators found that they were playing horrible music on repeat to punish inmates.
The oldest trick in the book.
You can't do that, though.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to do that, but they did it, and that has got them in a heap of trouble. They were played this.
Yeah, I don't understand why there wasn't a riot. Mommy
shark, well, then you know when they do riot.
Yeah. You know who they're going for.
Yeah. Right. Mommy shark. Bring out the sound guy.
Yep.
Four inmates were forced to stand for hours with their hands cupped behind them while this song played on a loop at a loud volume for hours. The district attorney in Oklahoma County, David Prater, said he would have filed a felony if that had been an option. The two employees resigned during an internal investigation, and the supervisor is taking an early retirement, they say.
It is cruel and unusual.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, like, it's weird what happens in that prison-type environment with some people who are, like, put in charge over other people. They go...
What is that? There's, like, an experiment.
The Philadelphia... Is it the...
Something like that. It's called, like, the Philadelphia experiment, yeah, or something like that. And they had
it
people
in the 70s.
Yeah, they had people act like guards and people act like prisoners, and then their minds started believing it, and then the guards got all wacky.
Yeah, the guards got super controlling and super wacky, mm-hmm, and then the prisoners that were just fake prisoners,
right,
started to believe that they were in a jail, that they were stuck there and like emotionally damaged. There's actually a movie on it I think you can watch.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I've seen that, and I've seen a documentary on it, and it is the scientists that were studying it were like, they were starting to be like real weird and like wouldn't let people leave. And
yeah,
it's crazy.
They used that classic, like the people that had to pretend they were cops had those cop type shades,
right,
like the big Ray-Bans.
Yeah. It's like intimidation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a related note, it's been revealed the CIA's rectal toolkit.
Boy, for when you got a spy into a button.
It's very close to mine.
It is issued to spies to help them get out of difficult situations. So it's in like almost a tightly sealed pill-shaped container, and inside that it's filled with tools.
Amazing.
That could help them escape from sticky situations.
Lock picks.
Yeah, there is files, a knife, a ruler, a drill bit, a screwdriver, and other everyday carry classics inside there. They can then, you know, poop out, I guess. You'd have to poop it out.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Push.
And then you got all the tools you need.
We don't know how he escaped. We think he has something in his gut.
Look at all the stuff.
He had a thermos inside of him.
That's a pretty big...
It's got everything you need in there.
Yeah. I know it does, but it's still... large.
It's a messy tool.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They never did that in any James Bond I ever saw. Where Q's like, hey, Mr. Bond.
You wondered how he escaped all the time, but now you know. Now you know, like, how did he get off that laser table?
So if you're a spy, you've got a big old toolbox in your butt.
It sounds like, yeah.
I think if you're a real spy, you know, and stuff starts going bad for you, you better have something up your butt.
Right. That's true. I've watched some stuff where like people like were in Russia and these things. Yeah. And that's so
I guess the
intense.
Tricky part is finding a way to get it out of your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't just drop trow and poop if you're being interrogated, right? You gotta be alone to get it out of your ass.
Yeah, you gotta wait till they leave you alone.
Yeah, you wait.
Get the crap out of
They'll
you.
They'll always leave you alone.
Well, they do in the movies.
It is lunchtime. You don't do anything crazy now.
If you are ever in Washington, D.C., you can see one of these CIA rectal toolkits at the International Spy Museum.
That's I'm glad cool. they have gloves on.
Yep.
The Spy Museum.
That's a museum I'd check out.
Yeah. I would, too, for sure. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
From your back to your front, if you buy yourself a chastity belt, you may be going down a rabbit hole of kinkiness, I think. But you probably weren't planning on this. There's actually now a high-tech male chastity belt on the market called the Cellmate. So that say you are, as a guy, have a chastity belt, your lady can control it.
Right.
For you.
She can unlock you.
She can lock you or unlock you through an app on the phone. There's no manual override. A team of security researchers in the UK found a flaw in the code, though, and apparently hackers have been able to remotely lock every single one of these belts at the same time.
That's amazing.
So, and the dudes that have them on would have to be power sawed out of them. Oh. So this is really dangerous. Here's a picture of it here. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what it looks like. This is the new high-tech male chastity belt that's controlled by an app.
So you can see that that one piece must fold back. You put your balls in it.
Yeah.
Put your guy in that little thing there.
Penis strap.
Why does it have to be like... the same material as like a safe.
Because I think it is the same material
as a safe. It's a penis safe.
I know. It's just like, just lock it in there. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
You know, don't really use high
end security stuff. Put some wool on it or something.
You could all have to saw off.
The company that makes the cellmate says they have taken care of it. It is more secure now. But I don't think this is going to motivate people to buy high tech. Possibly hackable.
What a nightmare.
Male chastity belts.
It's a very niche market, you know. Yeah. They'll take the risk. You know, it's not just your everyday folk checking out the reviews. And
I guess you're right. If you want one, you can get a new, more secure cellmate for about $190.
Pricey, too.
They are. They're not cheap. Well, they got all that Bluetooth technology, right?
Yeah.
They got,
I wonder if it does stuff like if it buzzes or...
like vibrates or something.
Yeah, like the girl or guy in control can really start to mess with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Possibly.
If you were in charge of that, I think one of the meanest things you could do is to try and arouse someone.
Oh, yeah, while they're at work or something.
You know, and but while they're also like...
locked in there.
Locked.
Yeah, because it would...
that would hurt.
Yeah.
The family that road rages together stays together, I guess. In Pennsylvania, it's the end of the road, though, for a 69-year-old mother and her son. They worked kind of as a tag team in a road rage situation a couple of years ago. Donna Sherbin, whose mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, she's the mom. She's 69. And her 30-year-old son, Charles, were convicted of aggravated assault and related charges for firing shots at another driver. Now, luckily, the victim escaped without getting hurt or killed by these two master criminals, but they were found guilty of shooting at the poor guy with two Glock handguns, which was enough for a judge to sentence them to terms of 18 months to 12 years in prison.
Hmm.
It blows my mind to think that my mom and I could be in a car. Both armed.
Yeah. Yeah. Both strapped.
Both firing at someone on the road. That is jump a day out. I never imagined in my life.
Like
she's
Pulp
like,
Fiction.
Do you have to get your gun out?
We did it. Pass me my gun. I got your back.
Yeah. I'll cover you. I'll cover you, Diva.
Go, go.
Shoot the movie, David.
It's just a day I'd never have in my life, right? Yeah. It's never going to happen to me.
No.
This guy, that's his day. He's shooting at people with his mom on the road.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 18 months to 12 years in prison for that.
Mm. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
That'd be my, like, dad's dream come true if I was, like, packing a gun with him on the road. And he's like, we're going to kill us a road rage incident, fella boy.
Yeah, let's just keep driving until someone messes with us.
Right.
I love you.
That's what he'd say.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Different.
Right.
Right.
Different situation.
Everyone's different. Mm-hmm. A new study found that guys with this one thing are more likely to cheat at some point.
Mm.
What do you think the one thing is? And it's not their penis.
A girlfriend.
Well,
that's how they have to.
Before they get there. Yeah, right. Before they get there.
Mm.
Mm. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, I'll give you a little hint here.
Many times we love.
Oh, that's right.
Shared love and made love.
That's right.
It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. Like my darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe.
Men with deep, sexy voices are more likely to sleep around.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers polled hundreds of men and women and asked them how likely they were to stay faithful in a relationship on a scale of 1 to 7. They found that the men they surveyed with the deepest voices were more likely to admit they'd probably cheat at some point.
Hmm.
The people behind the study thinks it could have a lot to do with testosterone. Guys with deeper voices tend to have more of it, and previous studies have found links between testosterone and cheating. They didn't find any link between the women's cheating habits and how high or low their voice is.
Hmm.
But they definitely found a link with the guys.
Makes sense. You're like hornier, I guess,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, if you have more testosterone. But I also think that there's some kind of weird thing with girls that they like a guy with a deeper voice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think they like
so it. There's something.
A voice is important. So maybe that's like they register a testosterone thing because of the voice.
That's it.
Mm. So you think they're getting like more women hitting on them? Is that
I think
more opportunity for them?
I think they have more opportunity.
Mm.
Yep.
I guess possibly.
They have more opportunity.
I feel like girls can just tell if you're with somebody somehow.
No, I think so too, because you put off a vibe like as a guy you don't need.
Right.
You don't need a girl.
And that turns them right on.
And it turns them right on.
Yeah.
I wonder if...
It's nuts.
I don't know if I've ever encountered like a feminine guy with a deep voice.
They don't go together.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It would be like a mind F,
right.
I think.
Yeah, they don't go together. Like, I don't think you can be a feminine guy with a...
The only thing I can think of is you're Southern, yeah. You know, sometimes those Southern guys can have a deeper
like
voice.
Like that Oklahoma drawl.
Right, but they have a little bit... Like that.
Hey. It's very hard.
I don't meet too many guys with real deep voices.
And I think that's the thing, right? So
the freakishly deep voices.
On TikTok, you'll scroll through and every once in a while, it'll hit on, you think something's going to be a funny video. And the guy's like,
yeah, that's right. So anyway, I was just doing this stuff over there.
Right. And it's like, whoa, that guy's got a super deep voice. Yeah. It's insane. It is. There's something shocking about it because it's rare.
Yeah.
It's a rare thing.
Yeah, but then again, you know, I consider our voices fairly normal male voices, but there's all sorts of people that think that we have deep voices. Like you and I, for years, that people have said that, and then they couldn't determine which one of us was which one.
For a while.
I don't hear that.
They're all about the same tone.
Yeah.
Voice on the show.
I don't when I hear someone has a deep voice, I don't put myself in that.
Like the Barry White deep voice is a different kind of deep voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's like real low.
Yeah. But think about Barry White. I feel like that guy slayed.
Yeah. I think he might have sweat testosterone.
You know? And he wasn't the greatest looking guy.
No. But he did. He slayed.
Someone said that Vin Diesel, he's a.
Yeah, he might be the closest to it.
That's it. Vin Diesel's coming up quite a bit here. Mm.
Which movie is he feminine in? Tell me.
But that's the thing.
In real life.
I've seen
his singing videos.
Yeah, just his singing videos.
But look at him, though. You know what I mean? He's a monster, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put him in, he doesn't strike me as feminine.
No.
He's a muscle.
Someone said Terry Crews. Terry Crews is not feminine.
He's a gigantic man.
I'd never say feminine.
The Terry Crews is feminine. Oh,
the chocolate rain guy. That's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, chocolate.
Would you feminine?
Chocolate rain.
Yeah, I know chocolate rain.
It's pretty feminine.
I think it's Tezanze or something like that. That's his name.
Did he talk with it? Does he have a...
That's
he
how he talks,
yeah,
kind of.
I think he did.
Oh, I don't remember.
He was like, when I wrote the song. But that is like an unnaturally deep voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tezande. How do I remember that name? I have no idea.
This was one of the first internet things.
I know, really? It sounds like it.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before.
Okay, but there's a thing down there of him just talking.
Reasons make you want
spike. We never talked.
It's not that.
No, it's like a normal talking voice. So that's why
he was putting it on.
Yeah.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah.
The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain.
Which is like what a lot of old DJs did.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Just make it real deep.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
Like Wolfman Jack was just a big queen? Is that where...
Wolfman Jack, he didn't have a...
That wasn't push.
No.
He was one of the original.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't believe all the stuff he was probably doing.
That dude was crazy. I saw him do an interview on a stage at some college, and it was like he wore a kimono.
Sure. Can't get away with it these days. Kimono.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
This guy said, it's true. I have a deep voice. I'm always turning heads when I talk. Women are turned on by it.
Mm.
Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams is not feminine.
Oh, no. I don't feel like his voice is crazy deep either.
Billy Dee Williams?
Yeah.
No, not really.
A singer from Disturbed seems to fit the description, someone said.
Oh, David Draymond.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a... I don't know. I think his is more of a put-on, too, when he sings.
Oh, yeah, like he goes for the
when
lower...
When he talks, it's like normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower register.
Just, ladies, if your guy has a real deep voice...
Keep an eye on him.
You gotta keep an eye on him.
Here's a bit of advice. If you got a man, keep an eye on him.
That's so true. Ladies, if you have a man,
keep your eyes open.
Find a man you don't have to keep your eyes
open. Yeah. Good luck.
Oh, they're out there.
Yeah, no, they're out there for sure. And people, for some reason, have to let us know they love your voice a lot, Lise.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, creepers.
Thank you, creepers.
Well,
creepers.
I just thought I'd tell you.
I like her voice.
Definitely appreciate it.
All right, coming up, bitches tripping. What idiotic thing did a Florida woman do with a ring she stole from a jewelry store? Let's get to that.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
I don't understand why this woman didn't just go to a pawn shop, for God's sakes. A 47-year-old woman named Alice Henry went into a jewelry store in Winter Haven to sell a ring. She said she had just found it using a metal detector on the beach that day.
Solid.
But when an employee inspected it, the ring didn't have any of the damage you'd normally expect if it had been buried on a beach. And the ring also looked just like the one that was stolen from the same store during a burglary a few weeks before.
It all time.
Mm.
Huh.
And it turns out, yep. That's what it was. This woman tried to sell a stolen ring back to the jewelry store that she stole it from in the first place.
Oh, she took it to the store,
the
not a pawn
shop. Same
okay.
store.
I was thinking it was a pawn shop.
No. That's what I'm saying. She could have just gone to a pawn shop or any other place.
Well, but a pawn shop. A pawn shop gives you 12 cents.
Well, sure.
You
right.
know,
then go to another,
well, it looks like it's worth yeah.
another
that's
store.
That's worth $30,000. I'll give
huge
you four
diamond.
Bucks.
Yeah, I'll give you 50 cents. Pull the beach scam at least a different store then.
Exactly. Yeah. Go to a different place.
So, yeah, they found out. They told her to hold on as they evaluated it, and they called the cops.
Yeah.
She was there. She's facing felony charges for grand theft and dealing in stolen property. Her mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Mm.
I saw her metal detecting one time.
No. You would not mess with her.
No.
She would take you down to Chinatown.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.